Worship here. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. This is a day that is filled with excitement for believers, for joy, a day of hope, a day of victory. And yet, even as we experience joy and hope and victory, there are some, maybe some of you, who are dealing with tremendous heartaches, difficulties, and personal trials. In the midst of your difficulties, whatever they might be, I want us to center our thought on the power of the resurrection. Easter morning, let us remember the words of Jesus. Remember His words. This past year has brought many changes for each of us. Since last Easter, you have aged a little. There's more gray and more wrinkles, when I look in the mirror at least. Oh, we've experienced some holidays and some family days and vacation days. It's all been a bit different. Most of all, we've had COVID-filled days. Yes, since last Easter, we've all been impacted, and death has become such a part of what we have seen and experienced. Some of you have experienced the death of a loved one, a spouse, a child, a parent, a grandparent, a neighbor, a friend. Hundreds of thousands, we've seen those numbers, but for some it was not just a number. Death has been very real. And with that loss, that death, came fear and anxiety, lostness, loneliness at best, emptiness. The text that Gail read, Luke 24, some women go to the tomb that morning, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women. The women who had been at the cross, at the foot of the cross, they saw Jesus die. Oh, how they loved Jesus. They loved Jesus with all they had, and now He is gone. They watched Jesus move from the cross into that borrowed tomb. And that morning, that Easter morning, they were filled with fear. The emptiness, the heartache of Friday. There were no words. No words. Just hurt. Empty. Lonely. Confused. And then the men, the angels, ask them, why are you here? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Don't you remember what He told you? Yes, I would suffer. Yes, I would die, but I will be raised. And they remembered Luke 24, verse 8. Then they remembered His words. In the midst of sorrow and sadness this morning, I want you to remember Jesus' words. John 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. Those who believe in Me will live, even if they die. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. Greta and Joe, Glenda, others who've lost loved ones to COVID this year, remember the words, I am the resurrection. Those who believe in Me will never die. Because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, it's all changed. Your loss, your despair, your fear, it is changed It's changed to hope. To hope. Remember. Remember his words. Maybe it's not death. Since last Easter, though, I'm afraid some have definitely had an overwhelming sense of doubt. Oh, it's probably secret. It's not a doubt that you share with your spouse or with a friend, and surely not with your pastor, but it's your doubt and it's real. It's in your mind, it's in your heart, it is deep in your soul. When you're by yourself, that doubt runs incessantly through your mind. They're honest doubts, true, honest doubts. Things have happened in your life. You can't comprehend them, but you can't ignore them, and you don't understand them. And maybe it's God Himself that you doubt. And saying those words creates even more doubt. How can a loving God allow me to be in such pain? Or maybe more so, how can God allow those that I love to hurt so much? How can a loving God allow this insane pandemic to continue to devastate our lives around our world? How can a loving God allow a gunman to enter a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, and kill 10 innocent people who just wanted to buy a loaf of bread, a bag of chips? Why? God, why? Honest doubts. Remember Thomas? John chapter 20 tells a portion of his story. Thomas was chosen by Jesus. Of all the people that Jesus could choose to follow and be an apostle, he chose Thomas. Thomas slept next to Jesus. Thomas ate every meal with Jesus. Thomas saw Jesus do amazing miracles. Thomas heard the teaching of Jesus, and yet when it came to the death and the resurrection story, Thomas said, "No way, unless I see his hands and the prints and his feet and his side, unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe." That's honest doubt. And then he saw Jesus. He touched his hands, his side, and Thomas made that powerful statement, "Oh my God. Oh my Lord." Listen, there is more faith exhibited in honest doubt than you or I can ever imagine. Real faith may find its essence in honest doubt. This morning, if you are filled with doubt, oh, I know you're surrounded by an Easter facade. While others seem to celebrate and the music is jubilant, but in your heart there is doubt. You doubt you will ever have peace in your life. You doubt anyone could ever really love you as you are. You doubt the assurance that others feel. You doubt the very presence of God. You doubt God Himself. I want you to remember Jesus' words. Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. Come to me, those who are afraid and confused, angry, sad, and doubtful. Come to me, and I will give you rest." Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because of His glorious resurrection, your doubt really can be changed to worship. You can join Thomas and all the Thomases of days gone by, and one day keep believing. You too can boldly proclaim, "Oh my God and my Lord." Remember His words. And yes, since last Easter, some in this room, some of you have experienced failure. Your marriage failed. You didn't mean it to, but it is done. You failed in other relationships. You failed in your job. You failed in your vocation. You had all these goals. You failed. Maybe you failed in integrity. Failure. If that is your story, remember Peter. Oh, Lord, I will never deny you. Lord, though all others deny you, you can count on me. I will never fail you. But he did. When Jesus needed Peter the most, he said, I don't even know the man. I shared Peter's story here in the pulpit 3 weeks ago. It was after the resurrection and after Pentecost that Peter goes and lifts his voice and boldly proclaims, fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let me tell you about one named Jesus Christ. And Peter began to preach a powerful sermon indeed. At the conclusion of the sermon, they said, Peter, what do we need to do that we could have this hope, this life everlasting, this abundant, full life? And Peter said, you repent and you call on the name of Jesus, and you will be saved. And that day, 3,000 had new life in Christ and were baptized. Doesn't sound to me like Peter was much of a failure. Peter never forgot Jesus' words. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know I love you. Jesus said, then Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, just follow me. Feel like a failure today? Remember Jesus' words. Follow me. Follow me, not perfect, not sinless, but in grace and love. Follow me. Because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, no failure need be final. Whatever you've done, whatever you've said, whatever and whenever you have failed because of Easter, because of Easter, because he lives because of Jesus' words, you press on. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith. Without the resurrection, all the rest of the gospel crumbles. But because of the resurrection, your life is changed. My life is changed, and it's changed forever. Hear that text again, Luke 24, in the fright of the morning, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, and the angel said, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember, he told you while you were still with him in Galilee. And then the women remembered his words. You should too. You should too. He is risen. He is risen. Tell it out with joyful voice. He has burst the 3 days prison. Let the whole earth rejoice. Death is conquered. We are free. Christ has won the victory. He is risen. He is risen. Christ has won the victory. He is risen. He is risen. Risen to a holy state. We are free from sin's dark prison. He has opened heaven's gate. Death is conquered. Charlotte, death is conquered. Carrie, we are free. Christ has won the victory. He is risen. He is risen. Death loses. He has won the victory. Shall we pray? Thank you, God, that Christ is risen. And because he lives, death loses. sorrow may remain and emptiness is there, but hope is there because Christ is the resurrection. Because He lives, doubt, our doubt can be covered into hope. Our honest doubt can lead to honest faith because Christ says, come to me. Because He lives, no failure is final. No failure. We just follow. Thank you, God, for sending Christ. Thank you, Christ, for living eternally. Because He lives, we face tomorrow with hope, with victory, with purpose. This I pray in the name above all names, the name of Jesus.